It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, the weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, Carnegie Mellon University is working with the Intel Corporation to create cloud-based technologies that could help analyze the rapidly increasing number of videos posted online. 300 hours of videos are uploaded to YouTube alone every minute. CMU Associate Professor of Computer Science David Anderson calls online video one of the richest data sources we have. He says amazing progress is being made at analyzing and searching images thanks to machine learning, but the approaches that work so well on still images don't scale to video. At its annual shareholders meeting, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon told employees they should not fear increasing automation in the industry. But at the same meeting, he said the company may have reached an employment peak. A report conducted by the Cornerstone Capital Group says 6 to 7.5 million U.S. retail jobs could be wiped out in the coming years because of the use of technology. This week, the Tech Report reaches out remotely. About 40 men and women in a nondescript building in Lawrenceville are working to build the next generation of robotic arms. RE Squared Robotics President Jürgen Pedersen says the company is the leader in what he calls mobile manipulators.
These are robotic arms that are placed on things that move through the world. A robot can perceive the world, it can move through the world. When it's time to interact with the world, that's where we come in.
The company spun out of Carnegie Mellon University in 2001 to work on off-road vehicles for DARPA. In 2006, it began to focus on robotic arms. In specific, arms for robots used to defuse improvised explosive devices. Pedersen says simply repurposing robotic arms used in industrial settings was not going to work.
It has to be very lightweight, it has to be compact, it has to be power efficient, because it has to fit on a small robot that's running off of a battery.
As the company improved the weight to power ratio, it started to work on the control system. Robotic arms are usually controlled using joysticks or Xbox-type controllers. Pedersen says it takes hours of training and practice to use those systems, and they consume a big part of the operator's attention. Attention that needs to be focused on defusing the bomb. So RE Squared created a controller that is a scale model of the robotic arm.
And however you move the scale model, that's exactly what the real system that's remote does. There's no thought process. All you have to do is move your arm, and the thing does what you just did.
The arm RE Squared most often sells to the government has 5 degrees of freedom, or directions of motion. By comparison, the human arm has 7. The manipulator, or hand, at the end of the arm most often has 2 fingers. More fingers can be added. As many as 16 degrees of freedom can be added to the arm, and the controller can be made to give resistance feedback. Those upgrades cost money, which Pedersen says must be weighed on a project-by-project basis. The fact that a small company like RE Squared is even able to land government robotics projects speaks to changes in the way the Department of Defense and the industry in general approaches large projects. Rather than contracting with one company to design the entire system, it is standardizing points of interconnectivity, much like USB technology allows you to hook any number of devices to your computer.
You can have someone who's really good at making a chassis, and they make a chassis, and you have another person who's really good at making mobile robotic arms, like RE Squared, another company that makes sensors, and they all just come together and they agreed upon this one standard.
RE Squared is looking to move into building and selling more consumer products. It's currently working on robotic arms that could help people in wheelchairs or those receiving in-home medical care to get from one bed or chair into another. Pedersen says he's also looking to grow the Lawrenceville office with a few new engineers. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.